Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Historic Tales from the Garage. Tonight's show has tales of birth and death. Stories that paint a picture of what life must have been like in those bygone eras. But first, a message from our sponsors, the PPJ.
Take a Pontiac Pacific Junction Railroad car. Pulling on a lumber through Keon and through Shawville, Fort Cologne. If you want to go far, PPJR, through the rain and murk. Push, pull, and jerk. Push, pull.
Thank you, Doug, for that lovely message. That was the dulcet tones of Doug MacArthur, Off the Beaten Track. This show is being recorded in the dark days of February. And as Shakespeare once famously said, a sad tale's best for winter. And here now is the saddest man in all of Pontiac, Steve Anderson.
It's been 40 years since I lost my girl Stacy on that John Dale Road. She was tall and beautiful, and I was excited. My first date with Stacy. She had been going out with Johnny, but now she was with me. The full moon was out on that hot August night, and everything was wet from an earlier rain. I finished working with Dad on his 1970 Roadrunner. I wanted to impress Stacy, and had snuck out of the house, took Dad's Roadrunner, picked up Stacy, headed for some fast driving on John Dale Road.
Let's go, boys. We don't
ready,
have
Steve,
all night.
Johnny.
You can do it.
I'll
with
beat you
to
that.
Wait, you in or are you out? The cops?
As luck would have it, Johnny was headed out that same Friday night. The cops were busy with a fire at the Hobbs feed mill. I could feel that a drag race was coming on. Steve versus Johnny.
All summer I have beat Johnny.
You're tonight, drunk, Johnny.
No, I'm not.
Let's go, boys.
No,
you
no,
are
no,
all right. You in or you out? Start your engines. 3, 2, 1,
go!
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 Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
I watched as they shot down the straight stretch. Their taillights swerved, lost in the night. I never saw the accident.
That night will never leave me. I will never race since that night, but I still work on the old cars. And when I go for a slow ride, Stacy is still there beside me on that night, cruising down old John Dale Road.
You think drag racing's cool? Consider this. Racing down the road and quickly losing control. Now what? Not everyone has the skills of a NASCAR driver. Be smart, drive smart. Keep yourself and those around you alive. This message was brought to you by the QPF for Road Safety.
Remember folks, if you drive, drive safely. And now, here's Helpful Hannah with hints from the home front.
Good day, ladies, and welcome to Practical Good Housekeeping. Today, we are learning how to preserve your eggs so that they will keep fresh as from the chicken's bum all winter long. Mix together 1 pint of salt, 2 pints of fresh lime, and 3 gallons of cold water. Stir it over 2 days, then put in your uncracked eggs. About 14 dozen should do it, and more than that, you will need to mix more solution. Make sure not to use a wooden vessel or else your eggs will smell, and we all know how bad eggs smell. I hope you all try this and it works out well. Be sure to tune in next week when we learn how to roast a beaver. Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, and. How to cook a beaver, you catch it by the tail. Then you swing it round your head and whack it on a rail. Set the rail on fire and turn it round and round. Cook it for 10 hours and then the beaver's done. How to cook a beaver.
The Pontiac Cooperative Medical Services 75th Anniversary Dinner and Dance. Get your tickets on sale now at the local print shop. Why, did you know that in the days before Tommy Douglas, we really didn't have a healthcare system? You had to pay out of your own pocket. And in those days, Pontiac Cooperative Medical Services organized to provide medical care so that everyone in our community was covered. So come on out and celebrate.
Oh, did I mention to you that I won't be able to make the show next week, doctor's appointment?
Did you know there was a time when the doctor came to see you instead of you going to see them? And now, through the magic of radio, we take you to the W.A. Hodgins General Store.
Hi, Marvin.
Hi, Walter.
Did you hear? Old Dr. McDowell's on the mend.
Glad to hear that. I remember back in the days when I worked for Dr. McDowell. I was his horseman and went on all his calls from here to there. Shawville, Ladysmith, Bryson, Portage. Like the time I went to the Lamb's farmhouse to deliver another baby.
Oh! Are you okay?
Yes, just come sit with me and hold my hand.
I can't just now. Can I get you something?
No, just sit with me right now!
Just let me check if I can see the doctor coming.
We had already done 3 calls that day, and a big storm was on its way.
Speed it up. There's a woman in labor. We need to get there as soon as possible.
I'm trying to go as fast as I can, sir. The horses are tired.
Well, try harder.
Dr. McDowell was a kind and patient man, but lives depended on him. Eventually, we arrived at the house where we found Mrs. Lamb ready for birth, and Mr. Lamb full of anxiety.
It's coming now!
Just 1 minute, doctor. I have something I need you to look at first. It's rather embarrassing. It's very painful to sit down.
The doctor had me boil water to sterilize the stool. Then things got pretty crazy.
Ah, it's coming now! I see the head!
Well, push it back in. Now, doctor.
I'll deal with you later.
But I'm in dreadful pain. Doctor, she's had plenty of babies. She knows what she's going through, but I don't even know what's on my own butt.
Marvin, get in here, please, and bring the boiling water.
Doctor, speaking of boiling.
Mrs. Lamb was ready to give birth, but Mr. Lamb kept getting in the way. The cat kept getting under the doctor's feet.
Mr. Lamb, just sit down and keep calm.
That's the problem. I can't sit down. I've got an embarrassing situation, if you know what I mean.
I could see right away what the problem was. In those days, bathing was a luxury. Hot water didn't come out of a tap. Skin diseases were common, like boils. Come on, Mr. Lamb. Let's go outside and leave the doctor to his work.
Are you crazy? I'm the one that needs a doctor.
Mr. Lamb, outside.
Ah!
Push, push, I see it coming. Push harder, push harder. Congratulations! Hold it! We're not done yet. I'm going in for another. Congratulations! They're a beautiful set of twins. Marvin?
Yes, sir.
Hold these babies. I'm going to deal with Mr. Lamb.
When I was young, my grandfather used to lance my boils, and he was not as gentle as the good doctor.
Are you tired of being sick and tired? Why die when you don't have to? Join the Pontiac Cooperative Medical Services now. For a low annual fee, we pay medical expenses to people who need it. So why die a slow, needless, torturous death? We know insurance. We run it ourselves, and we make it work. Get on your horse and go to the phone. Edith, the operator, is standing by. She's filing her nails right now. So call.
Hope you'll come back soon. And now to take us home, here is the Wandering Warbler with a song specially written by Shovel's own Venetia Crawford.
Land of the white pine, home of the beaver. That's where I love to be, that's home to me. Down in the archives, researching past lives, land of the white pine, that's home to me. First came the fishermen, then came the traders, to find a passage west, far across the sea. Seeking the shortest route, that was their pursuit. Silk, gold, and spices far across the sea. This is my Pontiac. I have my home here. I hope that you will come. Where are you from? Down in the archives, we peep the past alive. Land of the white pine, that's home to me. White pine, that's home to me.